USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Job creation missed expectations, but still picked up steam in May as the economy added 559,000 new workers, driven largely by bars, restaurants, and hotels rehiring thousands of employees. The Labor Department also reporting the unemployment rate fell to 5.8%. Former Obama economic advisor Austin Goolsbee tells Fox News the economy is turning the corner.
Well, by far the biggest growth in jobs was in exactly the leisure and hospitality sector, where it shouldn't be happening. I think this is a very solid jobs number.
Former President Trump is lashing out at Facebook after today's ruling that will keep him off the social media platform until 2023. Trump calling it an insult, although it was originally an indefinite ban. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
State Department leaders were warned not to pursue an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. That's what former department officials confirmed to Fox News on Thursday amid fears that it would bring attention to U.S. funding of research at the Wuhan Institute where the virus may have escaped. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling Fox News,
"We overcame lots of internal bureaucracy to get there and lots of internal debate from NIH, folks who were trying to suppress what we're doing at the State Department as well." When you heard Dr. Fauci this morning, Laura, those are the exact same words, the exact same excuses, the exact same theories that the Chinese Communist Party has presenting for over a year now. We can all draw our own conclusions.
Pope Francis will reportedly meet with President Joe Biden on June 15th, one day before the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is scheduled to begin drafting a document about politicians who support abortion receiving communion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden set to take his first trip as president overseas.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Turkish President Recep Erdogan on his trip to Europe next week. Biden will travel to Britain, Belgium, and Switzerland next week, primarily for the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall. He will be meeting with Johnson at the summit on June 10th, and then the Queen at Windsor Castle on June 13th. Later, he'll move to Belgium and Switzerland. First Lady Jill Biden will accompany him on the trip. In Brussels, Biden will participate in the NATO summit on June 14th. This week, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg urged the alliance to engage in more effective pooling of resources. Biden will meet with Erdogan at the NATO summit. The president's move to break with tradition earlier this year to officially recognize the Armenian genocide more than 100 years ago by the Ottoman Empire is expected to come up in the talks. While he's in Brussels, the White House said he'll also meet King Philip of Belgium and Prime Minister Alexander De Croo. On June 16th in Geneva, Switzerland, Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's also expected to meet with Swiss President Guy Parmelin and Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The 153rd running of the Belmont Stakes set to take place tomorrow in Elmont, New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.